Fei Maya Ngong is a Chinese-American writer who grew up in San Francisco's Chinatown. Her new first novel, Bone, is about a family in that Chinatown. Ngong says, "I wrote Bone in English, a foreign language, to my great-grandfather because it became a necessary challenge for me to create a home in this language that could be a resting place for my memories of my great-grandfather and for those of his generation." Critic John Leonard has a review of Bone.
Like flute music or a ghost, Maxine Hong Kingston has to haunt the mindscape of any young Chinese-American writer. She made so much angry magic and sneaky art out of the romance of the Golden Mountain and an ancestor culture that threw female children down its wells. What's left for anybody else to be angry and artful about? Amy Tan came along to sentimentalize the same material unto bestsellerdom, and that too must be a trial. What do you do with your first novel when you've got a Chinese-American Garcia Marquez looking over one shoulder and a Chinese-American Mary Poppins looking over the other? What you do, if you're as incorruptible as Fei Maya Ngong, is to tell your own story with your own astonishing grace notes about flea men and gangsters, laundries and sweatshops, jump rope, fox spirits, paper dragons, snake goddesses, and lament songs, about the heavy weight of the immigrant experience and the unbearable lightness of American being. We are told by Leela, who narrates Bone, "I believe in holding still. I believe that the secrets we hold in our hearts are our anchors, that even the unspoken between us is a measure of our every promise to the living and to the dead." Leela is the oldest daughter, the heaviest with responsibilities, stuck in Salmon Alley in San Francisco's Chinatown, tethered as if footbound to a difficult mother, an impossible stepfather, their Confucian dutifulness, and their terrible perplexity. Nina is the youngest daughter, who flew away, an American bird, an airline stewardess, from San Francisco to New York. Una is the middle daughter, not light enough to take wing, too heavy to save herself when she falls from the roof of the West Ping housing project. We expect that Leela will tell us why Una jumped, but what Leela's really explaining is why, despite all the anger and silence and guilt, she still so much loves her stepfather, Leon, the merchant seaman and junk inventor. Instead of flying, Leon sails away, blaming himself for Una's death. He had promised, but failed, to bury the bones of a benefactor back in China. Bones have many meanings in this novel. Ancestor bones, lost when they moved the graveyard. Brown bags of bones from pigeons consumed in front of the television set watching I Love Lucy. The bones of Ma's dismembered Singer sewing machine. The big bones that are the connecting seams for the dresses Ma sews at her machine. The belief of the old-time Chinese that blood comes from mothers and bones from fathers, and you divine a person's fate by weighing his bones. On the other hand, not having any skin means that, like Una, you walk the street feeling too much. And from these bones, incense rises. And through the smoke, we see not only the old stories of newborn daughters whose mouths are stuffed with ashes, of beardless eunuchs and courtesans with 3-inch feet, but a new story, too. All the metaphors fit together like the folding of a fan, ship's engines and washing machines, flying and sailing, fabric and silence, sewing and inventing. With his electric sink, his cookie tin clock, and his intercom hooked up to the cash register, Leon tries to invent himself, made in America instead of China. Whereas Leela, with the help of an extraordinary boyfriend, actually succeeds in inventing herself, out of both cultures, and what she calls the stillness of time hurting, she finds family and adulthood, courage and peace, skin and bones. Then, magically, she sails and she flies.
John Leonard is media critic for CBS Sunday Morning. He reviewed Bone by Fei Maya Ngong.